This is a song called Ang Mga E on a new Afropop record coming out this summer. If you find yourself bopping along, this is the guy to thank.
I'm Janka Nabe. I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa. I'm the Bubu King, and we play Bubu music.
Janka Nabe took a traditional style from West Africa called Bubu and turned it into the latest new thing. But if you can actually make a living at it, that may be just short of a miracle. Marlon Bishop has the story.
Unlike some kings, Janka Nabe wasn't born into Bubu royalty. He was discovered as a teenager by some music promoters from Liberia.
They say, okay, do you have a typical beat in this country? I say, yeah. I say, Bubu. And then they say, we want to hear it. And I started singing, like, everybody, come everybody dance to the Bubu. We have prem, we have pepem, we have prem, we have pepem, we have Bubu music, number one shoe, come up. And they stopped me right there. They say, that's what we're looking for. This is what we want.
Janka took an ancient style of Muslim ritual music and transformed it into pop, using cheap keyboards and drum machines. It made him a national star. But he got popular with the wrong crowd, the rebels who fought in Sierra Leone's bloody civil war. When they came into the villages to recruit child soldiers, it was Janka's music they blasted from their trucks.
People stopped playing my music. Everybody's scared of my music. Because when you play my music, it's like somebody will gonna kill you. Yeah, you know? And then people started accusing me. See, I'm a rebel because the rebels are using my music and the rebels like me.
The rebels even convinced him to perform at their camp for a few weeks. They showered him with praise and money. But going with the rebels was seriously risky.
And I was so scared. I was like, oh my God, when I go to the city, the government will arrest me. See, I'm a collaborator. Because at that time, when they know you collaborate with a rebel, the punishment is death. There is no jail for you.
Fearing for his life, Janka fled the country. For his fans, he effectively disappeared.
I said, well, what exactly is this music?
A decade or so later, radio producer Wills Glasspiegel is digging through archives of old West African music, and he finds a CD with Janka Nabe on the cover.
I couldn't find any information about it.
Janka was ungoogleable, so Will started making phone calls and eventually tracked down the Bubu King to Philadelphia, where he was working in a fried chicken restaurant. Janka had all but given up on music, but Wills convinced him to give it another try.
You know, we talked to booking agents, and booking agents, they were interested, but they said, you know, well, you need a band, and make sure the band is African.
It turns out that was the hard part. There were plenty of African musicians around, but they didn't want to play Bubu. They'd moved on to hip-hop or house music. So Wills went to the people that did want to play Janka's music, hipsters from the indie rock capital of Brooklyn.
Bubu music is like nothing I've heard before. It's just so frantic.
Bushra El-Sadi is Janka's backup vocalist.
I remember constantly being surprised by, like, where Janka would decide to come in or where his phrasing sat in a song. Like, it was kind of against my musical grain and against what I had learned for so long. Musically, just completely, like, what the hell is this? And, like, I want to try it.
The new band calls themselves the Bubu Gang. Together, they came up with a new sound that was part African ritual music, part experimental rock. The blogs loved it. So did Yale Evelev, who runs Luaka Bop Records.
It's not like a band covering music from Sierra Leone. It is really an invention, of Sierra Leonean music and other musics, American music, Brooklyn music, whatever you want to call it. And it's seamless. It's not something that's a version of something.
They've booked some major venues, like the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
You know, one thing about this music is an Asian style of music. But when you try it, Bushra tell them.
You never leave it.
For real, you never leave it. It's so good. It's jumping, rooting.
It's been 10 years since Janka's played a stage this big, and he's loving it. He's dancing across the stage, all arms and legs. People often tell him he looks like Snoop Dogg.
I don't look like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg look like me. Tell the man that he look like me.
After the show, the band is giddy.
Yeah, it worked, man. Everybody was dancing.
I know.
Everybody.
Everybody, unless me.
The band members head back to their Brooklyn homes, and Janka crashes on one of their couches for the night. In the morning, he hops a bus to Washington, D.C., where he lives in a small apartment, in a building surrounded by empty lots. His place is decorated with flyers and photos of him performing with the Boo Boo Gang.
And this picture, we took this picture in Denver, Colorado, around the mountains, man. It's so beautiful out there.
Janka loves playing with the new band, but he's broke. His wife's in school, and he doesn't want to take a job in case it gets in the way of playing shows. Very little money is coming in, and right now, he's putting all his hopes on his music. Here's his first manager, Wills Glasspiegel.
So he might be a local celebrity, he might be an indie celebrity, whatever that means, but it's not an economically viable way of life. You know, there are musicians in some of the top bands that have represented this new, like, cultural renaissance of Brooklyn that's happened, you know, in the last 10, 15 years. And the people who play in those bands, they're not always making enough money to live.
The difference is many indie musicians, like members of the Boo Boo Gang, went to college and come from middle-class families, so they have some kind of safety net. Janka doesn't. He says it's one of the main sources of conflict in the band when they're on tour.
They don't care. They don't care about the money. And then when we got this money, they want to go to the highest hotel. They want to go to the highest restaurant with me. And I'd be like, man, I'm not you guys. I got two kids in Africa. I got to sponsor these kids.
Janka and the Boo Boo Gang got a deal with Luwaka Bop, and their debut record just came out. He hopes it'll be his big American break. But he knows it might not be, and he'll still be living off welfare.
Inshallah, I pray to God for things to be better because the struggle is too much. Yeah, musical struggle is too much for me. But I'm seeing it that something gotta be. I don't know when, but it's gonna come.
And when it does, the Boo Boo King will rise again. For Studio 360, I'm Marlon Bishop.
You can download an exclusive track from Janka Nabe and the Boo Boo Gang at studio360.org. The album is called Enyesa.